Okay, so tonight we're on Bava Kamma Daf Yud Beis. Okay, so we know I've been somewhat remiss. I should have mentioned I didn't get this email until a little bit later, but I missed it last night. The Daf Yomi this entire week is sponsored by Aziz Basaleili in on the occasional memory of his grandfather, Shlomo Ben Elisha, Zichron Lebracha. So we're very grateful for his sponsorship. And the Daf is also sponsored tonight by Aaron Moshe Kirsch in the occasion of in memory of his mother. That's Rivka bat Reb Yoel, Zichron Lebracha. Okay, cool.
60 your side.
Okay, all right. So I'll go back to Yud Aleph Amud Beis around six lines from the bottom. Okay. So we've been speaking about a number of halakhot which had nothing to do with Bava Kamma from Ula Neimi Reb Lazar. So I'll pick up around 2, 4, 6, around eight lines from the bottom. The Amar Ula Amar Reb Lazar Hilchot Govim and Avadim. So Ula says in Reb Lazar, the halacha is that if a person is a creditor, he can collect the debt from Avadim, and we'll clarify when, who, what, where, but it means Avadim Knanim. So it comes out in the halacha that I was speaking today that, in other words, if you're dealing with the debtor himself, so the creditor can pick up any of his property. In other words, if it's just the creditor and the debtor, he can collect from any of his property. It gets a little tricky when there's later purchasers and Yitomim, but otherwise, he can collect any property from the debtor himself. So Ula says in Reb Lazar, the halacha is that govim and avadim. So Amar Reb Nachman Ula, Amar Reb Lazar afilu miyadme. So Reb Nachman said to Ula, did Reb Lazar say even from the Yitomim? In other words, if the debtor is dead, now he wants to collect the avadim from the Yitomim. So then the halacha is you're only allowed to collect karkaot from the Yitomim. So the question is an eved like kark or not? So this is a litmus test. So now Reb Nachman holds that the avadim are like metalkalim. So he said to Ula, did Reb Lazar say even miyatme? So Ula says lo mine. So Ula says no. He only said you can collect from the debtor himself. Now we know. We'll see in a few lines of the Gemara. We went over this yesterday. Really, Reb Lazar held you could collect from the Yitomim, but he didn't want to say the whole thing. We'll talk about it. So he says lo mine. So mine, I feel like the al what's the chiddush with that? If it's from the debtor himself, you can even collect miglima me al katve, like right, the shirt off his back, as Michael says, the garment on his shoulders. And there's a Tosfos here who says, where's the Tosfos? Where is it? Yeah, in the second last Tosfos, I feel miglima al katve in yeshlo shnayim. If he's got two garments, the main lo el amar perakam akabel the besadrin in the balakov. Because otherwise, you're in other words, like you got to leave him with something. He says, Inami, or else you could say, Betalas Shava Meyamana, Shemal Bishno Tobetalad Ruilo. In other words, or else you could say, it means that, let's say he's wearing $1 million mink coat or whatever, $1 million garment or whatever, a $10,000 garment. He needs only one thing, $100 garment. So then they could do something with that. So, and this phrase, and Rabbi Leibowitz was mentioning as well, we're familiar with it. It's mentioned in every ksuba, at least Ashkenazi ksubas have, where the husband says, the pasuk says, "I feel miglima da'al katfai." In other words, that I'm responsible to pay this money. I feel miglima da'al katfai, even from like the shirt off my back. So he says, "So what's the chiddush?" So I said, "What's the chiddush if it's just from him?" So the Gemara says the chiddush, we think, and Ula and Reb Lazar's statement was that. If he made the eved in a potki means you can. This is when you look to be paid, you collect from this item. Like the Amar Rava sabdo potki umecharo. Rava says if a person designated his eved as an apotki and then he sells the eved kanani, so somebody, in other words, Reuven was the debtor, and Yaakov was the creditor, and now Reuven sells the eved to Shimon. He says umecharo baal chov go vehimenu. So the baal chov can collect. It's like karka. In other words. Just like karka, you can collect from the later purchaser. So when you make the eved in a potiki, you can collect it as well. Shoroa potiki, but if he makes the shor in a potiki, his ox in a potiki, umecharoni sells it, ain baal chov goyim enu, the baal chov can't collect from it. My taima, ha itle kala, baal itle kala. So simple shot is that people generally know, they're aware when you designate the eved in a potiki, everybody's on notice about it, but the shor not. So the way that Rav Leibowitz was quoting, he was quoting from someone who says that the reason everybody knows about it is because the Eved talks. When was the Eved? No, he says, I My master made me an apothecary to the debt. That's he quoted one of the Mepharshim to say like that. So obviously the shore it's not going to say anything to anybody. Oh, who does he quote from? Okay, so Michael, okay, yeah. So Michael says that the Steins was put the Rush, the Bach, and who else? And Shach. Okay, to that effect. Okay, well, lately, Kala. Now, on the top line in Beis Hamidala, he says, Labakar Denafa, after Rav Nachman left. So Rav Nachman was an auction. He said, again, Ulus and Reb Lazar, that you can collect from Avadim. And we said, what's the case? And we ended up saying, it's like when he made an apotheke and he sold to somebody. But Rav Nachman said to him, does he mean that you can even collect the Avadim from the Yitomim? And he says, no. He says, Mine. So it says, the Bat Nafak, after Rav Nachman left the Beis Medrash, Amar Lahu Ula said to the people who were there, Hachi Amar Rav Lazar. This is what Rav Lazar said, really said, Afilu Miatne. No, the Rav Lazar said that indeed, if you have an Eved Kenani, and then the debtor dies and he leaves Yitomim, and the Eved Kenani goes to the Yitomim, the creditor can collect the Eved Kenani from the Yitomim. He says, Amar Rav Nachman, Ishtamtin Ula. So Rav Nachman heard about this. He said Ula was trying to evade me. And let's see Rashi on this. He says on the second wide line of Rashi, Ishtamtin Ula, Nishmatni, he was like evading me. Biyare, he was afraid. Yishum Desfirli Avda Kmentafli Dami. I hold that Avadim are like Kmentaflim, Umitirehu, he, Ula, was afraid. Shema akabchenu b'halachot v'kushot, that I'll overwhelm him with halachot and questions, and therefore he didn't want to say anything. Now they had here, this is from the Daf Digest, they have a different shot with this. They mentioned the whole incident with this. He says the Chazon Ish Tzitzal explained that if if one is afraid that a sage may have erred and will be publicly embarrassed by his stated opinion, he may lie about what the sage said. Since this is another example of lying to preserve peace, like for Shalom. So he says there are many, so it sounds like from what the Chazon Ish, from he's quoting here from the Chazon Ish, that Ula, didn't want to say and didn't want to embarrass Rav Nachman. That's the way it sounds like, and that's why he didn't want to say the whole thing. He says, then he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zitzal.
How would that embarrass?
In other words,
Not with
right. In other words, that I guess that Rav Lazar held that it was really karkaot, and he didn't want to like embarrass him to say that Rav Lazar said no, an eved is really like karka, even though Rav Nachman said I have a lot of arguments to make. That's the way it sounds like from Rashi. So, but again, I didn't see the Chazon Ish side, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zitzal was so vigilant to speak precisely the truth that even hearing a lie was reprehensible to him. It was therefore very surprising for people to see him tolerating what he must have known was an overt falsehood time and time again. He would depart, and he explains now, he would depart from a simcha, as Rav Shlomo Zalman would, or public function of some kind or another, and a hopeful driver would approach him and ask him if he wanted to ride home. In other words, people were eager to ride home. The Rav would ask the same question to ascertain that he would not be taking the driver out of his way, but are you passing through Shaarei Chesed anyway? So the answer given was invariably the same every time. I was indeed on my way there either way. For the Rav, whose acumen was legendary, really failed to grasp that virtually all his drivers were certainly only driving him home, and had no other business in Shaarei Chesed. Several close students asked the Rav what was behind his bland acceptance of falsehood in this particular case. He answered, I know they are not telling the truth, but they may definitely lie in this instance. They are only lying in order to make me feel more comfortable. Lying with only this motive is not prohibited rule. On the contrary, it is not chesed. Okay, let's
Interesting.
all right. Let's see further in this again, and then we'll try to tease this out now. So Amar Rav Nachman is prompted Ula. So Ula was trying to evade me. Now then the Gemara says, Hava Uvda v'Neher Da. It was an incident of a court case in Neher Da. Now Neher Da, they said in the specific Gemara is where Rav Nachman held sway. He says it was an incident in Neher Da, which is like it seems like Rav Nachman's hometown. He says, Va'agu Dayanim v'Neher Da, and the Dayanim permitted a Baal Kol collect Avadim even from Yitomim. So not like Rav Nachman, going against Rav Nachman. In other words, they're holding that the bottom of our karkaot. There was another incident in Pumbedita. He says, "Va'agbe Rav Chana Bar Bizna," and Rav Chana Bar Bizna permitted a Baal Chov to collect a body from the Yitomim. Also, not like Rav Nachman. Amar Lehu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to them, so in the sense of this, that he said to the Dayanim in Neherda'a, Zilu Ahaduru, I want you to be chozer and change this court ruling what you just did. Otherwise, I'm going to like take your mansions away from you. In other words, he felt it's like Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. Let's see, what does he say that? Where does he say it here? No? Yeah. So, but it seems like that's the way it's going with this. The Rav Leibowitz was quoting one of the Mefarshim. He was saying, why did Rav Nachman have to even go back to the Dayanim? Why didn't he just go back to the Bali Dinim and say, you know, everything has to go back? So he said that, like, even though he's like a dayan there in Neher Da'a, unless the dayan who judged the case, you know, is kosher, he has to be kosher on the ruling. So he says, so Amalei Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava says Rav Nachman, Ha'ula, Ula disagrees with you. And it was, I'm saying you will hold that Abad Malarik Metalflin. But Ha'ula, Ula holds it's like Karka. Rav Lazar holds it's like Karka. Ha'dayana Dinar Dun, Dayana Dinar Da'a, they also hold it's like Karka. But Ha'Rav Chana Bar Bizna, who also hold a psycharka. This is Mark Monspirle. So what are you relying on? You know, you got the whole Delta Rhine that holds that, you know, it's psycharka. So what are you relying on? So Amar Leishra of Nachman said to Rava, Anamat Niti Yadana, I know a Brysa. He says, like Rav Leibowitz said, like an F and a Brysa, like an open Brysa. Hani Avimi, Avimi taught the following Brysa. Now he quoted, Rav Leibowitz was saying, he was quoting from somebody, I think it was the Chubas Harivash, who wanted to say that really this Brysa was really a statement of Avimi. Avimi is an Amora, that's clear. But that the Brysa was really not like a Brysa, it's really like a statement of Avimi, but it was like well accepted. I don't know why it's looked like that it has to be that way. The Gemara has like a lot of times, you know, different Chachamim will teach Brysas. The Tani Avimi taught the following Brysa, or if you say like the way you're saying from the two with HaRivash, it's like the statement of Rhyme, Kruzbo Kamala Karka Vino Kamala Abadim. There's a halacha. We just had a Shemitah year not too long ago. So, you know, frequently you have Shemitah Tsafim. Not frequently, whenever you have Shemitah year, you have Shemitah Tsafim, all the debts are released. And so unless that the creditor has to, you know, he has to get a prizbol, which has to be signed off by a Bezdin, you know, before the Shemitah year. So, I should say it's a little tricky. I'm not explaining right. It's preferably before the Shemitah year, but then certainly at the end of the Shemitah year, you have to do it before the end of the year. Anyway, so in other words, preferably you should do it both. But it was so. But Pruzbul Chal ala Karka, if the debtor has Karka, the Pruzbul is effective, and we'll have to explain why that is in a minute. Veinu Chal ala Abadim, but if the debtor has Abadim, then it doesn't work. So the way Rashi takes it over here, let's look at Rashi, the fourth arrow line. Prisbul, the farish begin, Chatikin Hillel Zakin Prisbul, Klesh Tush to Mitchvidam Hamalbe, Hamilbe. Kawala Karka, the Kaman Glumuchusar Guvina. In other words, with Karka, it's like the Karka is there. It's like a fruit ready to be taken. It's not going anywhere. It can't be secreted away or anything like that. So it's not Muchusar Guvina. It's not lacking collection. He says, the Zekatabla Walahench, Bokob Shesho Alab, Venokos Manchvid, Tiny Rushutin Gamalbe. So, when the Malva goes to the Bezdin and he says that this is, you know, I'll be able to set my desk whenever I want. So if the way the Rashi is explaining over here, so if the debtor has Karka, it looks like he's already collected the loan. In other words, it's like right there. In other words, the assets are ready, right to be taken. In other words, it looks like he already has money in hand. But the point being though, that here's one halakha that there's a din of prisbul, you have to, the debtor has to karka, but an eved doesn't cut it. And then I must say, there's another reason, the different reasons that mefarshim give why the debtor has to have karka. So I think one reason I saw, remember with that Rabbi Rimon, he wrote that book on Shemitah. He said, the way I recall, that it's just that's the way, in other words, Chavim made this takanas prisbul for the most common scenario. And the most common scenario is that debtors usually have karka. He says, but either way, it doesn't chal about him. And then the second halacha is metaflim nikin in a karka, that if I acquire karka is a kinin agav. If I acquire karka, then at the same time I make the kinin of karka, I acquire metaflim if that's part of the transaction. The ina nikin in my bottom. But if I'm acquiring an eved, there's no din of agav by the eved. You got it. So we have two dinim where within the brisa that quotes one din by karka and a different din by avadim. that seems to support Rav Nachman, that Avadim are not like Karka. In other words, it doesn't work for Puzbol and doesn't work for Kininaga. Okay, so that's where we are right now. Now, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, so now the Gemara says, let's do one Tosfos. So look at the Tosfos on Amat Nitha Yadana. Everybody have the Tosfos. So he says, so Rav Nachman said, I know a Braisa. So on Amat Nitha Yadana, Abagav to become a Dukhin Ashkan Makarkai Dami. He says, you know, now sure. So Tosfos says, look, there's a place in the Chas where it's clear that Abadin do have a din like Karka. In other words, Rav Nachman says Avadim have a din like Menhalkon. But how does he deal with this? Like, it's clear that they have a din like Karka in a number of places. He says, Karkaot. So, and the evidence the same way, Ushua. So, Omer Ri, the Haklo Iri, Elabili de Rabbanim. So the Ri says that the way the Ri understands the Sugya, that when Rav Nachman says that Avadim have a din in Metalkonim, he's talking about Dinim de Rabbanim. It was on a derice level, everybody will agree that the Eved has a din of Karka. But for Dinim de Rabbanan, does he have a din of Mekalfin? In other words, Dinim things that are on the Rabbanan level, and collect from the Atomim from the Kukot, the Sabar Shibud Alav Daraita, Logavi Eloni Rabbanan. So he holds Shibud Alav Daraita means that the lien you have on properties. It's not Minatora, so that's a Durabanan din. So he holds that the ability to collect from the Yitomim is a din Durabanan, and Mimela, and then for that din, according to Rav Nachman, Avadim don't have a din of Karka. He says, Ulinian Prisbol, the Kinan Agav, Daminami the Durabanan. And he says, Prisbol and Kinan Agav, which is what he would mention, that Abimi mentioned the Brisa, those are both dinim Durabanan. In other words, if you remember, the Gemara learned that we had, remember that. Safim Bizman is Rabbanan, and the Takhanas Prisbul is Din Rabbanan. And then he's learning that Kinyan Agav, learning, Tosos is learning, that that's a Din. Also, that's the way he's learning. We'll see in a minute. Ukrada Rimitsurot Asmahta Ba'alma. So the Gemara is going to quote a Pasuk where we learn Kinyan Agav, but Tosos says that that's just an Asmah. That's what Tosos says. Now, he quotes over here, this is again in the Daf Digest, he quotes from, and Rabbi Libus quoted this Tosfos, and he quotes this Tosfos, and then he says, other authorities disagree and maintain that the acquisition is biblical, meaning the Kinyan Agav is a Doraisa. For example, the Tosa Choshen writes that is evident from Rashi's comments that he maintains that Agav is a biblical acquisition. In other words, is the din of Kinyan Agav, Kinyan Agav, is like by dint of. In other words, if I acquire Karka, I can acquire Metalflim, even if they're not in the Karka, but that's part of our transaction. But it means that, right, that the title passes to me. So I own it, and then what will the obligations that flow from that? So Tosfos learns that a Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan on a Rabbanan level. That's the way Tosfos learned the Sugi here. But he quotes the Ksos learns that no, Kinyan Agav is a Doraisa. Rashi writes that, and Luxo says that he has a proof from Rashi that Rashi holds that way. Rashi writes, but this is the Rashi in Gittin, that a man can divorce his wife by giving her a get, using Agav to transfer the get into her domain. So some way, the woman is going to acquire the get through Kinyan Agav. This process proves that Agav is biblical because it would not be possible to permit a married woman to remarry with a rabbinically enacted acquisition. So Sechoshen then rejects this proof. He himself deduced it, but he rejects it. It is possible that a rabbinic acquisition could release a woman from marriage, since every man betroths a woman in accordance with the consent of the rabbis, Kedat Moshe of Israel. Thus, a rabbinic enacted acquisition can release a woman from her marriage. Now, Tosfos Rosh notes another practical difference whether the acquisition of Agav is Doraisa or Rabbanan. What will be the status of a woman's Kiddushin if a man performs Kiddushin by giving the woman movable property, Agav, a piece of land? In other words, let's say this is the other end. But he was talking about a get before. Now we're talking about Kiddushin. Let's say I'm a Kaddish and Isha, and she acquires the Metaltalim. I'm a Kaddish with the Metaltalim. So the Metaltalim, instead of the ring, or if he's the ring too, he's acquiring the Metaltalim with the Kinyan Agav. Because if the acquisition of Agav is a rabbinic enactment, Kiddushin in this case is only rabbinic. But if Agav affects a biblical acquisition, Kiddushin is biblically recognized. Milchas Chinuch discusses whether a Gentile can make an acquisition using Agav, and part of his analysis relates to whether Agav is biblical or rabbinic acquisition. So you know, it's talking about, see, when they sell the chametz, one of the kinyanim that they use when they sell the chametz is a kinyan agav, and obviously you're dealing with a non-Jew there. So, but you see, when they sell the chametz, they do a number of kinyanim. But in other words, you want to do as many kinyanim as possible to make sure you got everything locked in. So he's saying there's a question whether kinyan agav even works by non-Jews. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. Now, wait, say again, repeat. The ability of a creditor to collect from the lekucho, that's shibuda, in other words, right. So shibuda lav doraisa, that's right. So that's what Tosa said. Shibuda lav doraisa, that the creditor does not have, you know, with the way Tosus frames it, that the creditor doesn't have a shibud, to lien in the property on a Torah level with the atonement. That's the way he takes it. Now, see, there might be an obligation on the atonement to pay the father's debts. I think we had Gemaras like that. But, you know, it could be that they have an obligation, but his ability to enforce, you know, in other words, the Ehrlich thing is to pay the father's debts, but the ability, the tools that are available to the Baal Chov, those may be Drabbanan. I need to go over it. Okay, now let's get back on the Gemara. So now, the Gemara says, Lema Kitanoi, so around 10 lines down in the Gemara, on Yubeza Manala. So we had two Shitot, whether Abad and Mechamed Abin Kananim, are they like metalflin like our code? So if Nachman holds like metalflin, and Tosfos says it was only for Dinim Durabanan, and then Ula, Rav Lazar, and these Dayan and Herda, and Rav Chana Bar Bizna all held that it was the karka. So the Gemara says lema ketanayim. Should we say this machloket is really a machloket tanayim? He says now we're going to quote one brisa, and we don't understand this brisa. We must be patient. So the Tana of this Bryce is going to hold, like Rav Nachman, that Avadim are like metaltalin. So the Bryce says, if Reuven sells Shimon, Avadim and Karkaot. So two things he's transferring, Avadim, like the Avadim Kananim, and Karka. Hexik Avadim, lo Tana Karkaot. So the person Hexik here means he does a proprietary act on the Avadim. He tells the other... In the example they gave in the Daf Digest, like, you know, tie my shoelace, something like that. So he doesn't acquire the karka with it. In other words, a kinyan agav can't work with the karka. The karkaot lo kana avadim. If he acquires the karkaot, he does not acquire the avadim. Let's look at Rashi on that. Look at Rashi midway down the narrow columns. Hakir said the karka lo kana avadim. The avagav spirit the haitan avadim metaflim dami. Even though this Tana holds that the Avadim aren't like the Talfan, but we think that it should work, so he does not call on the Avadim unless the Eved is standing in the Karka, he says in the Chatzir, an Eved is even if I assume that Eved is like the Talfan, it's an unusual example of the Talfan. In other words, if I have a pile of wood, it doesn't go anywhere. The Eved walks and goes wherever he chooses. So it makes it harder to acquire the Eved. So he says, Lokana Avadim, back on the Bryce, near the small hay. One minute. Karkaot umetaltlin. If, on the other hand, let's say Reuben is selling karka and metaltlin, actually the karka kana metaltlin. So I do a chazak on the karka, I acquire the metaltlin, that would be kinyan agav. The metaltlin, I do a chazak on the metaltlin, Lokana karka. Avadim umetaltlin. So he starts off with Avadim and Karkaot, then he goes Karkaot and metaltlin. Now it's Avadim and metaltlin. So the first case is Abadim and Karka. In the second case, Karka Metalflim. Third case, Abadim and Metalflim. Abadim and Metalflim, Exit Babadim Lokana Metalflim, and Metalflim Lokana Abadim. So this Brysa seems to be clear that Tana holds that Abadim are like Metalflim and not like Karka. And the key litmus case for that is if he has the Karka and Abadim. So he says, if he's maxing the karka, he's putting the metalflim. Well, he's not putting a karka, that's clear. But abadim and metalflim, then evidim metalflim, and actually babadim lo kana metalflim. In other words, the evid is not like karka. You look as kana evid, I don't karka metalflim. And vice versa with metalflim abadim. But bahatani, but we learn in a different price, hexik babadim kana metalflim. So the first price says, you look as kana abadim, you not kona metalflim, because the evid's metalflim. So there's no kininaka with metalflim. But the second bright says, "Texas Rabbanim Kana Metaltlim." If you do proprietary act with the Eved, you acquire Metaltlim. My law, Bahak Mifli, is it not that the two brises are dispute the following point? The Maris of Rabbanim to Mekar Kvai Dami. The second brisa, the Tana second brisa holds that Rabbanim like Karkod, which would be like Ula, Reblazar, and everyone else that we had above. Umar Savar Rabbanim to Metaltlim Dami. And the first brisa, we think, holds that Abadim are like Metaltlim, and that would be like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, you know, I have this, you know, Ephanim brisa that supports me, that's what I go with. So now, the Gemara shoots holes through that shot that we just said. Am Rav Yika Bered Rav Ami, the Kuli Abba Abadim to Mekar Kvai Dami. So Rav Yika, son of Rav Ami, says, I could argue that everybody holds Abadim are like Karko, not like Rav Nachman. And I can explain both prices. He says, So the second price says that your kona, that when you your kona yavadim metaltim, that works out well. Bahadatani lo kana, he says, but in the first price that says you acquire the avadim not kona the metaltim, that's ba'inan karka diminda rimisro bihuda lo naidi. I need karka that's not moving. In other words, an evan is a moving person. He goes here, there, and the other place. And you're talking about a kinyan agav. So for a kinyan agav, the evidence has been in karka. But for a kinyan agav, I need to do the right atmosphere. It has to be karka that's not on the move. He says, the dan, we learn the Mishnah of Sechitigushin, the chasim she'inlem afrayat, which is the talkalim, nikim the chasim she'inlem afrayat. In other words, the talkalim can be acquired, this is a kinyan agav, with karka. In other words, those are the kinyanim that one acquires karka with. So when I acquire the karka, I can acquire the metaltlim. But menani mili, where do we know the salaka from? And again, that's not the mission anymore. That was the mission. That would be different from the gemara. Menani mili, we know the salaka. Meaning, where do we know kinyan agav? Amar chizki and amar kroa. So chizki says it's a pasuk in divrei hayamim, which is in tuvim. He's talking about the sons of Yehoshaphat. It says, vayitim lahem avihem matanot rabot, v'kesev u'zahav. Their father gave them many gifts of silver and gold. I don't know, for some reason the art school had gold and silver. I think it was like in English, you usually say, you know, gold and silver, you know, silver and gold. Anyway, it says, Ulamigdanot and delicacies, im areimit surot Yehuda, with fortified cities in Yehuda. So the art school pointed out, if it would be and fortified cities, it would say, the areimit surot Yehuda. But it says, im areimit surot Yehuda, with it. So Chazal understand that he gave it with a kinyan agav. Now, the way the Bali Kosan understood it, it's an asmakta, but either way, that the way the Gemara takes it, that for a Kinyan Agav, so the Karka has to be like the Arei Mitzvot Behuda, like the fortified cities. Fortified cities aren't on the move. The fortified cities are settled, and then the Kinyan Agav works. So it could be that both Tanaim hold that the Avadim are like a din in Karka for other dinim, but for Kinyan Agav, it can't be, because it's got to be like the Arei Mitzvot Behuda. Let me do a few more lines before. Ikadamri, others say that the conversation in the base matters went down this way. So again, we started with two prices. We said one price holds that, like Rav Nachman, that Avadim are Metaltlim. And one price holds, like Ula and Rav Lazar and everyone else, that the Avadim are like Karka. Then we said, no, that Rav Ika, this is Rav Ika said, Rav Idi said, or Rav Ravami, he said that they could both hold that they're like Karka. But Ikadamri, others say, Amarav Ikabreid Rav Ami, it should be. It could be that both Tanaim, both prices hold like Rav Nachman, that Avadim are like Metaltlim. He says, Bahadatani lo kana shapi. So the first price that says that when I acquire the Avadim, I don't acquire Metaltlim with a joint. That's fine. Bahadatani kana, and the second price says, no, I can be thought of before the Kinyan Agav. That's, what does it mean? Ba'odan alav. It means that I'm acquiring the Eved, and the Eved is wearing the Metaltlim. In other words, the Metaltlim are on the Eved, and so then we think it works. So the Gemara says, so we think it's going to work, like from a din of a chatzer. The Eved's going to be like a chatzer. So when there's one kinyan agav, another kinyan chatzer. So a kinyan chatzer, something's in my chatzer, if it's a chatzer b'shtameret, I acquire it, we think. He says, so even if I say all of that, so fine. So the one that says Kona, but it's still a Chatzir Malacha, just like we said before that it was a it was like a karka that was 90. So here it's katzer malechem, it's on the move. B'chiteva ba'omei, maybe you'll say like this, that, that the Tana is telling you about where the Eved is standing still. The Eved is standing still. He says, v'ha'amor rava, koshki malhalik lo'tana, omei b'yoshe lo'tana. If I can't acquire something when it's on the move, I can't acquire it when it's standing or sitting. So the Gemara says, v'hilchot b'kafot. So the halacha will be, in other words, we'll understand that second brisa is the Eved was all tied up. not tied up, but we're literally tied up. So it means like this. The Gemara wants to say that we said, okay, this is the Ukim, so we could say that everybody holds that the Eved is like Metaltalin. Eved is like a Metaltalin. So the one that's, so the point that gave us difficulty was the halacha. One brisa says, when I acquire the Eved, I can't acquire the Metaltalin. Fine, that works out well. You acquire the Eved, you don't acquire Metaltalin with the Eved. So that works out well. The Eved's Metaltalin, that's how the Metaltalin I acquire with. But the other brisa says, I acquire the Eved, I do acquire Metaltalin with it. So with the Eved's like Metaltalin, how do I acquire Metaltalin with it? How do, in other words, you know, I pick up the radio, how do I acquire the notebook? You know what I mean? Like it's a different one. So the Gemara said, it could be that it's talking about that the Eved was wearing the items that you want to acquire. So whatever the Metaltalin were, the Eved is wearing it. So then when you're acquiring the Eved, you're acquiring these other Metaltalin with it, and it's working mitin chatzir. He says, yeah, that's interesting, but the Eved is a unique type of chatzir. It's a chatzir malachit, a walking chatzir. So the Gemara said, and even so they said, well, maybe he's standing still. So it works out. Well, he'll be standing stationary, he won't be moving. So the Gemara says, yeah, but anything that can't be acquired when it's moving, even if it stands still, it doesn't work. So the Gemara said, well, the halacha is b'kafut. We're going to say it's saying that the Eved was all tied up, but literally tied up, and the person acquired the Eved, and he acquired the Eved, he also acquired the things that the Eved was wearing at the same time. So the Eved was acting like the chatzer. Okay, now, all right, let me say a few things on this, then we'll move on. One second. All right, now the Yama Talmud questions the feasibility of performing a kin chazaka with such a slave. He wonders, how is it possible for a master to demonstrate ownership and have a slave perform an act of servitude while he's bound and sleeping? In other words, how are you going to acquire the slave? You're going to acquire the slave by kin chazaka. It's not because I usually have the slave do something for me, like tie my shoelace, you know, take my towels to the bathhouse for me, something like that. But it's all tied up. How am I going to acquire him? In answer, the B'nai Tzion notes that having one slave perform an act of servitude is not the only way to demonstrate ownership. Mishnah Bava Batra Mem Beis says that one can perform a chazaka on a field and demonstrate ownership by repairing the field's fences. Nal Gadar Paratz. B'nai Tzion suggests that since binding a slave renders him fit to be used as a chatzer for the purpose of acquisition, the act of binding a slave is similar to the act of repairing a fence in the sense that it enhances the slave's usefulness. In other words, the fact, in other words, like the slave will be like the piece of karka. Just like I put a fence around the karka I acquire, I tie up the slave, I acquire the karka. That's one answer. Alternately, in the Farshe Yam, in his glosses, the Yama Talmud suggests it is not the act of binding that affects the kinyan of Kazakha, but rather the act of using the slave as a chatzer to acquire metaflin. Using the slave as a vehicle for acquisition is in and of itself a sufficient act of servitude to affect kinyan of Kazakha. So I'm using the slave to acquire these other items. So that's a type of Kazakha he wants to say. All right. Now, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay. So again, the way we hooked in today, I want to finish this sugya now, is the question from the get-go was, are avadim like metaflim, which is the way Rav Nachman holds it, or are they like karka, the way Ula, the way Rav Lazar holds, the way the Dayanim and Nerida hold, the way Rav Chana Bar Bizna held? So Rav Nachman held, so if they're like karka, so then you can collect it from Yitomim. And so if the father had a debt, and then now the Eved is in the possession of the Yitomim, so the creditor can collect from the Yitomim. And Rav Nachman disagreed with that because he felt it was like Metaflin. So the Gemara says, where does Rav Nachman get this from? So Rav Nachman says, I have an open brisa that supports me. We learned the brisa, and it sounded like that the karka was like Metaflin, because I can't acquire the karka and can't acquire Metaflin. But then we had another brisa that says, I could acquire the karka, I could acquire the Metaflin, I could acquire the avadim and acquire Metaflin. So we said it could be that one brisa holds that the second one holds like avadim and like karka, and the first one holds like the are like Metaflin, in which case it would be machloket tanaim. Then we had Rav Ika, Rav Ami, who said that both brises could actually hold that an eved is like karka. And why does the first braisa say it doesn't work? Because it's denied, because it's on the move. And then we said, or in the alternative, the other lashon was that Rabika actually said, Rami said that the both braisas could hold an eved is like metalklim. So if both are holding metalklim, so it's flipped over the other way. So the first braisa is not kohen metalklim with it, but the second one says it is kohen metalklim with it. So how is it called a metalklim with it, since it's like it is metalklim? So it's working mitam chatzir, but it's a chatzir mahalachet. So chatzir mahalachet is not kohen. So then the Gemara says, yeah, but it could be stationary. Stationary doesn't help because it can move also. So no, he's tied up, and then that's the way it works. Okay? All right, let me just finish this so again, then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts on the whole deal, okay? So let's take a look back on the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, okay, now, four lines above where it gets wide. Now the Gemara introduces another braisa, which will contradict the first braisa. So this is the third braisa the Gemara is introducing. Mahadatanya, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm sorry, wrong place here. I'm sorry. Okay. The second wide line. Bahatanya, we learned the Brisa, Hexik Bikarka. So we're switching to a different case now. We were talking about Abadim and Metalflim. Now we're talking about Karka and Metalflim. Bahatanya, Hexik Bikarka, Kana Abadim. We learned in this Brisa that if you do a Chazak on Karka, you acquire the Abadim with it. And the first braisa said, when you do the chazaka on the karka, you don't acquire the avadim. So remember, not acquiring the avadim. So the Gemara says, hatam ba'omdim b'tocha. So the Gemara says there, in that last braisa, we're talking about the eved standing in the karka. Michlal, the high lokana, chin omdim b'tocha. So it sounds like that the first braisa says, you're not kona, is because we think, because they're not standing in the karka. Now, the Gemara is acting under the misapprehension of halakha that for a kinyan agav that the eved has to be in the karka. That's what we're thinking right now.
Eved is tough.
Right. So, but we think for a kinyan agav it has to be in the karka. So the third. So we'll see in a minute. So according to one lashon, so everybody holds that abadim are metalflim. So Haino di omdim tocha in. So if they're standing in the karka in Achinami, they're acquired along with the karka, because we think for a kinyan agav you have to be standing in the karka. And the Gemara is going to shlug that up in a minute. But according to one lashon, Ravita held that avadim are like karka. So lamli omdim betocha. Why would they have to be standing in the karka if they're like karka? Amar Shmuel said halacha. Macharlo Esther Sadova Esther Medinot, if Reuben sells Shimon 10 parcels of land in 10 provinces, once Shimon does Chazaka on one of the pieces of property, real property, Kanakulan acquires all of them. So if the Eved is like Karka, why should it not work? Well, it was why, assuming that everybody's on the same page, and the Eved is like Karka. So, or according to one explanation that Rabika had, the first price is talking about that the Eved is like Karka. So I'm acquiring one karka. Why does the eved have to? Why would I not acquire the other eved? Again, when no. With a karka, with karka, when I acquire one piece of land, I get all the karka with it. So I don't know if that's like I don't know if that's a. One cent. Yeah. Land cannot be acquired through kinyan agav. He says, but Shmuel teaches me halacha that if I acquire one piece of land, I acquire all of it. In other words, like we have a real estate deal. So, metoflin. That's what we learned from the Mishnah Tradition. Okay. So he says, Amar Shmuel, Machalo Esther Sadopi Esther Dino, Kemishisi Bechami and Kanakulan, Latame. So even according to the other lashon, we said Eved is like metalflin. Lamali omed betoka. Why would he have to stand in the karka? Turn page, top line on the days. Akaimalan loba inam savurin. We hold that for a kinyan agav, metalflin don't need to be piled up in the karka that you're acquiring. So we don't understand either way. We don't understand why when you acquire the what was the first price when you were acquiring the You hexi is where it's low kanavani was the first one, right? He said, yeah. Why in the first brisa when it's hexi karka, it's why can he not acquire the avada? So if it's kininagav, certainly it should work, and if it's karka, it should work. In other words, if an evidence is metalflim and I acquire black acre, I should be able to acquire the avadim with it. If the evidence is like metalflim, and if the evidence is karka, I should be able to acquire it as well. So he says here, he says elamayit shani metalflim denaidi metalflim. You have to say that first, assuming that avadim are like metalflim, that there's a fundamental difference between garden variety metalflim, like a pile of wood or something like that, and an eved, which is like metalflim that's on the move. And if you look at the top Tosfos says shani metalflim. He says peirushayishlahem dad of a behemah lo chashivi metalflim denaidi. In other words, a behemah is not considered metalflim on the move. It means man, a human, is like a sentient being. He's got a thinking. He's going here, there. He goes where he makes the cheshbon, where he wants to go. So mela so he cannot be acquired with a kinyan agav. So hachanami. So even if I assume an evidence like karka, shani mikar kai denani mikar hilonadi. Again, it's karka that's on the move. So avda mikar kai denani hu. An eved is a piece of karka, but it's on the move. Hatam but near Shmuel's din. Sedana da arachadu, and it was the mass of the earth is one mass. All right. Let me just say it once, and then we'll go over it. Okay. So Shmuel says a halacha: if I acquire one parcel land, even though I have nine other parcels and ten other or ten parcels, I get everything. So the Gemara says Shmuel holds that way. Why does that not work with the Eved? If I acquire black acre, why don't I get the Eved along with black acre? Assuming it's karka. So the Gemara says that the Sedana da Ara Kadu, mass of the earth is one blob. In other words, it means even though I have a piece of property here in Nassau County, another piece of property in Vermont, another piece in Virginia,
All land is one.
it's all connected. So when I do the kinyan on one parcel, it affects all the land. But the Eved is the Nidi. He's on the move. He's karka on the
Maybe there's
move.
Baka.
He, He's
Moving
here,
Baka.
there, he's all over the place, so the kinyan doesn't work. So the Gemara wanted to understand why in the Brisa do we have it that when I acquire the karka, I don't acquire the eved along with the karka. If the eved is like metalflim, it should work with kinyan agav. If the eved is like karka, it should work like in Shmuel's din. But yet it doesn't work in under either or even analysis. So the answer is in both instances that it's 90. In other words, so kinyan agav works for a garden variety metalflim. They don't have to be sevur and betocha. They don't have to be piled in the property that I'm acquiring.
Okay.
But they're stationary. So then I acquire it. Seems like smichus das. You could say the kone has a firm idea that he's going to acquire something. I know where it is. This, that, the other. So, but if it's walking, I don't acquire it. That's if it's metalflim. And if the evidence like karka, it's also karka that's on the move because Shmuel's din is based on stan da'ara. What is it? It says that. Sedana da ara kadhu. The mass of the
All
earth is
connected.
one mass, but this Eved, he's walking all over the place. He's not even thinking, okay, that's the
He's
Hesber.
moving parts of both.
What? I think a boat is Chatzimah Lachat also. I think we didn't have it recently. I think it might have come in Git, but I think I that
Oh,
but I know the boat. I think is a Chatzimah Lachat. I think. Okay.
moving left.
Okay. Now. Okay. Okay. Any.
Moving left.
All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? We only have a little minute. I got to run. Okay. Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, now I have to hold off all questions because we're running out of time. Okay, so now back in the Gemara, 9:6. So we said for Nezikin purposes, the property has to be property that's not subject to Me'ilah. Me'ilah is if it belongs to the base of Mikdash. So we said, so it has to be Shor Reyehu, not Shor Shel Hekdesh. So it can't have Me'ilah. So the Gemara says, Me'ilu hu delepehu. The implication of the Mishnah is, as long as it's not subject to Me'ilah, ha-mikdash kanshi, but it could be Hekdesh. So let's just review this quickly. The Gemara tells us there's kachi kadashim and kachim kalam. There's two different types of korbanot. So kachi kadashim would be like a chatat, an asham, and an olah. So that is subject to Me'ilah from the get-go. That's subject to Me'ilah from the get-go. But then there's a different type of korban, kachim kalim, like a korban shlamim. Before it would be like thing like that. So there it's only subject to Me'ilah after the Zrika Dam. After the Zrika Dam, and then the Me'ilah is only those portions that would be burnt on the Mizbeach. So let's see back on the Gemara. So he says here, So who's the Tana of our Mishnah? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, b'kachim kalim. Believe the Rabbi Yosef Glili damar mamon balim hu. Rabbi Yochanan says our Mishnah is referring to kachim kalim, meaning the Tana of our Mishnah holds. Let's say I have an animal that's kachim kalim and it's been designated as a korban, and now my shor gores it. So indeed, then there are damages that will be assessed because that's mamon balim. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, we view the kachim kalim as mamon balim, as the owner's property. No ma'ila till after Zrikas Dam, and then only for the portions that are burnt on the Mizbeah. So he says here, the Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Umala Mal Bahashem. So it says there's a Pasuk in Bayikra, it says, Benefesh ki techata, what's the beginning of the Pasuk? Is that what it is? No. One second. Well, I have it here. Okay, one second. Okay. Okay, nefesh ki tekatal ma'alal ba'al ba'ashem. Right. Oh, okay, got it. Okay, nefesh ki tekatal ma'alal ba'ashem, the kesh ba'amitab ki yadonu b'sminyana b'gazel. Meaning, let's say I gave my sheep to a shomer to guard, and the sheep was the sheep that I designated as a korban shlamim. And then the shomer says, I don't know anything about it. I said, take a shua. He lies through his teeth, takes a false shua. Then the shomer admits that he took a false shua. So then he's chayev Karen and a Chomesh and a Korban Asha. So the Gemara learns that if it's Kachin Kadashim, he doesn't have those dinim. He doesn't, he's not Chayav Korban Asham and the Chomesh if it's Kachin Kadashim. But if it's Kachim Kalim, he is Chayav. He says, the Tani, Malama Ba Hashem, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, what is the word Ba Hashem coming to include? Or about Kachim Kalim, Shemo Mono, did Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that Kachim Kalim are the mamon ba'alim, and if the shomer lies about it under oath, then the shomer is chayav karen and chomish and korban asham. Okay, so far so good. So we're trying to understand the pshat in the Mishnah. What properties is the Mishnah talking about when it says the chasim shem b'me'ila? So it's kachim kalim according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So now that we're asked the question, Ratzan, we learn in the Mishnah Masechet Kiddushin how makadish bechelko, if a person is makadish a woman with his portion of the korban, whether the animal was kachim kadashim or kachim kalim, ain't a mikudeshet. The woman is not mikudeshet. That's always the litmus test whether you indeed own the item. Can I be mikadash nisha with it? So here the Tana says, leave aside the kachim kadashim, but kachim kalim, the woman is not mikudeshet. Yet Rabbi Yossi clearly said it's mamon balim. Should be mikudeshet, but it says not mikudeshet. So Lamed Lok Rabbi Yosef Glili. Should we say that Mishnah apparently does not follow Rabbi Yosef Glili? That Mishnah must hold that it's not on Gaboah. So the Gemara says, no, I feel the Rabbi Yosef Glili. You could say that Mishnah does follow Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili says it's Mamon Baalim, as long as the sheep is still alive, it's Mamon Baalim. But once it's shechted in the Beit HaMikdash, he says, I feel Rabbi Yosef Glili Moda. So even Rabbi Yosef Glili will acknowledge the ki kazachu mishulchan gavoa kazachu, that you're a zochev from the shulchan from Hashem. In other words, now it's Hashem. So any property you get is from the Ribono Shlomo once it's shechted. So when it says that you're mekadesh nisha b'chalko, means the animal has already been shechted. So she's not mekudeshet because it's not yours at that point in time. Now the Gemara says umichayim mi amar. So the way we're saying that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds when the kachim kalim are still alive, it's mamon balin. It's the person's private property. But does he really hold that? But son, we learn in the Mishnah Masechet Maaser Sheni, b'chor mokronoto tam chai. So this Mishnah is going to be talking about, they don't know this yet, but it's clear from Rashi and the Gemara later on. It's talking about b'chor b'zman hazeh, after the b'chor b'beis hamikdash. So when the b'beis hamikdash is standing, we give the b'chor to the kohen who offers is a korban. But now there's no b'beis hamikdash. So b'chor mokronoto tam chai. So if a kohen has a b'chor, the kohen can sell the b'chor, and Rashi says to another kohen, and one way to understand this is that the Rebbe was quoting the Shittim B'Kbetzet, another kohen would know all the dinim, so we want to sell it to another kohen. B'chor mokronoto tam chai. So if it doesn't have wumim, he could sell it. If he shechs it when it's tam, nobody can eat it anymore because it's shechting kachim b'chutz. In other words, it's kachim. In other words, b'chor is designated as a korban. So if it doesn't have a mum, you're not allowed to shecht it outside the base of mikdash. You say shecht it outside the base of mikdash, so it's asur becoming not. It's like it's chutei chutz. But he says, so, but before Mokro to a time high, I can sell it when it's not blemished, when it's still alive, and the buyer waits till it gets a mum and then eat it. Ubalmum, or if it's Balmum, I still alive, or whether it's shechted. Umekadshin And here's the key line, I can be Mekadosh Isha with this before. The Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Boravua, Rav Nachman says in Rabba Boravua, Lo Shanu, El Bechor Bezman Hazeh. So Rav Nachman says and that we all, this mission is only talking about Bechor Bezman Hazeh, the Kim Lo Kazilah Krava, since it's not Ra'ui to be offered as a korban, Itlu Lekonim Zchiyah Begabayu. So the Konim have an ownership right now. The Bechor is Kachim Kalim, right? And that is the idea that, according to Rabbi Yossi Glili, Kachim Kalim, so the Balim do have an ownership right in it when it's alive. And yet, Rav Nachman says that this Mishnah is talking about Bechor Bezman Hazeh, it's not Ruit to be offered as a korban. That's why the Kohanim have as a chus in it. About Bezman Shebid Mitzvah Kayam, the Chazilak Prava, at the time when it would be, basically would be standing, when it would be Ruit to offer as a korban, low. So it can't, that would not be true. So the coin has no right to sell it, no right to be Mekadosh Nisha with it. So that seems, now it's going to be clear in a minute that Rav Nachman is working with the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Glili. So we said Rabbi Yossi Glili holds that when the Kachim Kalim are alive, they're Mamon Baalim. And here, the way Rav Nachman is explaining this Mishnah, not that way. Because when the Beis HaMikdash is alive, you don't own it, you can't be Mekadosh Nisha, and you can't sell it. So the Eifei Rabba Rav Nachman, so Rabba posed the following question to Rav Nachman. Umala, this is Bryce that we quoted a few lines earlier. Umala Malba Hashem, wrote Kachim Kalim Shimono, the Rabbi Yossi Glili. He says, what do you do with this Bryce? And this is what makes it clear that Rav Nachman is talking like within the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Glili. What do you do with this Bryce? Umishani Ravina. So Ravina, to answer up the question, says that that statement that we just read two lines above in the Bryce is talking about the Bechor Bechutz La'aretz Balibi the Rav Shimon. That the statement we thought that was someone compassing that proves that Rabbi Yossi clearly holds the Kachim Kalim Ramon Balim. So Ravina says, no, that Braisa is talking about a Bechor outside of Eretz Israel. And according to Rav Shimon, the Amar, Im Ba'u Tamimim Yikarvu. There was even Bechutz La'aretz, but even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, he says, if they come Tamimim from Chutz La'aretz, so we'll offer them as a korban. In Bawin, the Gemara deduces if they're brought, they are lechachila lo, but lechachila not. So therefore, since there's a right, in other words, it's not omi lahakrava, so it's mamon for the kohen. In other words, the kohen will keep it, wait for it gets a mum, and shecht it. So therefore, it's mamon balim. So we're severely limiting the holding of Rabbi Yossi Glili than what we said before. Before we answered Rabbi Yossi Glili saying it won't touch him kalim or mamon balim. Now we're saying it's just a din by bechor. In Chutz La'aretz, because there's no obligation to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, so you wait till it gets a mum, and that's Mamon Balim. Nothing else is Mamon Balim, just as before. He says, "Vim ita the chayam Rabbi Yossi Glili mono hu mechayim." And if it would be that Rabbi Yossi Glili would hold the way we said initially, Mishani, so then Ravina has a much simpler answer. He should say, "Ha Rabbi Yossi Glili," that brisa reflects Rabbi Yossi Glili, and indeed Rabbi Yossi Glili holds. That Kachim Kalim or Mamon Baalim and Rav Nachman HaRabbanan. Rav Nachman was making a statement earlier about Bechor Mokro to Tam Chai Yibal Mumachai V'Shachut. That's Bechor Bezban Hazeh. That's within the Chamim Hulachulik with Rabbi Yossi Glili. But since he didn't do that, it sounds like Rabbi Yossi Glili is more limited. So the Gemara says, Manot Kuhuna Kamar, are you asking a question from Manot Kuhuna? He says, "Shani manot kuna nechi kazaku mishulchan gavoa kazaku." When it comes to the din of Bechor, then even Rabbi Yossi Glili agrees. Now, Bechor is one of the 24 matnot kuna. There are 24 emoluments that Kohanim receive, and Bechor is one of those matnot kuna. So, when it comes to matnot kuna, even Rabbi Yossi Glili agrees the ki kazaku mishulchan gavoa kazaku that all the rights in the Bechor are from the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, even Rabbi Yossi the Galili. Rabbi Yossi the Galili indeed holds that Kachim Kalim generally is Mamon Baalim. But when it comes to the Bechor, there Rabbi Yossi the Galili holds that's a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not yours. That's my. In other words, Bechor is in a category all by itself. Even Rabbi Yossi the Galili will say Bechor is in a category by itself. So the Gemara is able to deflect the question. So indeed, Rabbi Yossi the Galili holds that Kachim Kalim is Mamon Baalim. But Bechor, which I would think is Kachem Kalim and is Kachem Kalim, that's in a different category because it's one of the 24 Matot Kuna, and there even Rabbi Yossi Glili holds that it's like Mamon Hashem.
I didn't hear it, but I'm sure.
Rosner, not Rabbi Rosner, Rabbi Linkowitz, or Rabbi Rosner.
Rabbi Rosner would have quoted Rabbi Kamenetsky, who said that you have to count, your sheep, said the Bechor. You have a pen of 1,000
yeah,
sheep.
It sounds like you're talking about Master Behemoth. We're talking about before here.
You're right.
Okay. I'm going to call it a day. Okay, one second. Let me just do the recording. One second.